$30 an hour in Jackson, you still can't find a place to live. You will still be living in your car. You will still be with all the other local people that are displaced, that are homeless. They go to work 18 hours a day here to support this tourist industry.
So how does that feel?
You know, the first thing I think is this is just the plight of classism. It's plain and simple. There's the extreme wealthy and all the rest of us. And, you know, I'm grateful for the years that I made a career here. But I could never truly live here, could never be home here. I could exist, but I could never own anything. I could never truly live here in my own village. And that's a shared plight. We crazy local people know it. It's an old story. Nobody cries about it. We accept it. Breaking up with Jackson is equivalent to, like, the worst boyfriend I ever had, a drug addiction. I've tried to leave 100 times. We all do. And people do leave, and we do come back. And it's a mystery. There should be, like, a support group. Well, why did you come back?
Can I ask you, where have you lived? Like, where have been the places that you've been able to, you know, settle down at night?
Those are secret squirrel spots, and we all have them. And people that are homeless here, we kind of all know each other because we recognize each other's vehicles. I try to stay on the down low. If you don't have a vehicle here, you're done.
So you've spent some time in your car?
I've spent some time in my car. And I want to speak for all the people that love Jackson. So what if it's a common knowledge that locals are struggling? Let's do something about it. We can fix this. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars in this town. And I can't call it home. Home is home. A house is a house. So are you homeless or are you houseless? I have a home. I just don't have a house.